We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Heyman, he's brought to you by Sport Clips. Sport Clips, cut the weight. Download the new Sport Clips haircuts app and check in. And by Brothers Supply, New York's number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The great, our good buddy, John Heyman. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm good. But we got to start with Jim Boughton, because obviously I know you remember Boughton. You probably read a Ball 4 as a young guy as well, I'm assuming. And your thoughts on that and Boughton in general?
Yeah, I mean, good pitcher. Obviously, I was a little before my time in terms of the pitching, at least with the Yankees. Won two World Series games in 64, which the Yankees lost. Was a world champion in 62, 63, won 20 games or 21 games.
Yep.
So fantastic career, but it was really outstripped by his career as an author. Obviously, later he was a broadcaster as well. Kept pitching, in northern New Jersey.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Yep,
incredible.
Yep,
but
yep.
Ball 4 is probably the most entertaining sports book, just a breakthrough. Before that, all the coverage was uniformly positive, and he kind of peeled the curtain back and showed what major league players, they're not perfect. And it was terrific. And I think it started a trend of more honest coverage. Someone pointed out on Twitter yesterday, we've kind of swung back. The coverage is mostly positive now, obviously. But it was very enlightening and a lot of fun to read. So what a career for Jim Boughton.
You know, it's funny because I mentioned that I opened a show with this, and I saw him pitch with the Yankees. I remember him in those years. And I remember reading the book. I was a junior in high school, 1970, when it came out. And, you know, up until that point, as I said, I mean, everything was sunshine and light. You know, everybody was, you know, they were larger than life. They were, you know, you didn't look at them as human beings. And now you read this book, and that kind of put a really, for the first time in my life, that I actually started to look at sports figures as actual human beings, John, you know?
Right. I mean, he painted some people as complete goofballs.
Right.
And I'm
right.
sure they were not too happy
sure.
about it. He was. I mean, Bowie Kuhn tried to get him
right.
to sign
yep.
something saying that it wasn't true. And he,
right.
of
right.
course, wouldn't do that. It was ridiculous to do that. But the most attention was over Mickey Mantle, which was mostly positive stuff about Mickey Mantle. He liked Mickey Mantle very much. And But he happened to mention that Mantle liked to drink a bit, and
yep.
That
yep.
really hadn't come out before. And I don't know whether it was Mantle or the Yankees or baseball was not too happy about that. But I think it, I mean, now looking back on it, I mean, I certainly am not espousing drinking more, but Mantle's career record is even more impressive when you think of the
oh,
fact
God.
That what he did with his career and what he could have done. So I think it was enlightening and a very positive development, and I give the guy credit for having incredible guts to do that. And obviously a lot of people were very upset with him for a long time. He got back and came back to an old-timers game in the late 90s. I think his son wrote to
yep,
the Yankees,
yep.
and just what a career as an author, broadcaster, and ball player. Probably author, ball player, broadcaster, but fantastic at all three, really.
Yeah, no question about it. Again, we're talking our regular weekly spot, of course, with the great John Heyman. All right, well, let's look at the second half. Let's go forward. The Yankees right now are sitting pretty. I don't think there's any way to not win in this division. 6.5 game lead in the AL East. I guess the big thing right now with the Yankees is what move are they going to make be at the trade deadline? What pitcher or pitchers are they going to bring in here? How do you see that, John?
Well, first of all, I know everybody's saying it's a foregone conclusion that they win the division. I think they do win the division. They have been the most impressive team in that league, no question about it. It does remind me a little of 1978, though.
Really?
When the Yankees,
with the Red Sox?
Yeah, the Yankees were the best team in 77, won a fantastic World Series with Reggie and all the rest. And, the next year they got off to a terrible start, had a bit of a hangover, weren't too good, probably literal in that case with Billy. But
and he fired Billy. That's really
yeah.
when it all kind of turned around, when
right.
George fired Billy Bob Lemonin.
Right, I think
yep.
Boston
yep.
had a 14.5
yep.
game lead, and we
yep.
all know what happened. The Yankees, the world champions, came back. So I'm not counting it as 6.5 as over. Boston's got a lot of talent. But in terms of who the Yankees might get. I think it's a little disappointing right now who's out there, and particularly for the Yankees, because you know they're not, at least they figure they have no chance to get Wheeler, who they like very much. They just don't believe the Mets would trade them Wheeler without an incredible overpay. I think they're not that enamored with Stroman. I've seen that they're not that enamored with Mad Bum. I think they do like the fact, and why wouldn't you, that he's the greatest postseason pitcher of all time. I guess the analytics are suggesting Mad Bum isn't quite what he was, but I would kind of put that aside and favor him among the guys that are going to be traded or we think are going to be traded. I don't, you know, we hear about Mike Minor and Bauer, and that's a tough trade for those teams to make. Those Cleveland and Texas are in it right now, either in position or a half game out or one out or whatever they are. Hard to do that. I wouldn't rule it out, and I think Bauer's probably got a little more chance to be traded than Minor. Texas going into a new stadium tomorrow next year, that would be difficult for them to trade Minor. I mean, those would be the best guys if they're available, but I don't think they're going to be traded. And obviously we know Scherzer's not traded, so it's a seller's market. Whoever the Yankees get, they're going to have to overpay. They will get somebody. I think Mad Bum's the guy for them to go get.
Yeah, I would agree. And I would also, when I'm talking about Bumgarner, I would also look at what Verlander did. You know, we all thought Verlander was done in Detroit, and then when he got to Houston, now he's better than he ever was, just about. So I would look at that before, you know, I would dismiss Bumgarner.
Who did you say? I'm sorry.
Verlander. Verlander. Oh. When Houston traded for Verlander, everybody thought he was done with the Tigers, right?
Right. Verlander did have a bit of a hot streak there with Detroit the last month, and that kind of changed it a little bit, but he got through waivers. You know, now we don't have that, but got through waivers, and people looked at him as overpriced, and give Houston credit, especially the owner, Mr. Crane, for doing a great job there and recognizing that Verlander still had it. I think Mad Bum is the guy to go get. I mean, I see Stroman. Obviously, he's from Long Island. Mm-hmm. He wants to be in the big lights. He certainly wants to be out of Toronto at this point. But, you know, if that's your choice, I'm going for Bumgarner.
Yeah, no, I would definitely agree. Do you see them maybe making a move for a relief pitcher as well, John?
It's possible. You know, I've seen suggestions that they've talked to Toronto. Somebody reported for a combination, Stroman and Giles. You can't hurt to have more relievers. Obviously, it'd be an embarrassment of riches, but the Yankees aren't above, you know, what some other people might consider overkill. I look at their right-handed power. They just keep adding people. So I could easily see them going for a reliever. San Francisco is the team with relievers between Will Smith and Sam Dyson, Tony Watson, and others. That's the team to talk to about relief pitching.
All right, now we go to the other end of the spectrum, which, of course, is the Mets.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't trade Wheeler. I got to tell you that, John. As a Met fan, I wouldn't trade him. I mean, they're going to need this guy. And I know
for
he has,
what? He's a free agent.
I understand,
agent,
but I would re-sign him. I really would.
Okay, well, you could technically re-sign him if you traded him. So
you're not doing that. I know they brought Bruce back, and I know they brought Familia back. But I just, if they lose Wheeler, I don't see him ever coming back. I just don't see it.
Well, I wouldn't not trade him just because you feel that gives him a better chance to keep him. I don't know that that's true. Once a guy's a free agent, you've got a 1 out of 30 chance, no matter whether he's on your team or the other team. So I don't mind. And you guys were the first to say they were done. I finally agreed with you last week. They're not going to make it.
But they are done. But I still. Yeah. But you're going to, going forward, I mean, you're going to need starting pitching. So you're going to trade Wheeler. Okay, Vargas is going to be gone. Let's be honest. I mean, there's no doubt. I don't think there's any doubt they're going to trade Vargas by the deadline.
Right.
Yeah, so you're going to – Mats is not any good as far as I'm concerned. I don't think he's any good, to be honest.
Well, I'm not giving up on Mats.
You know,
the prime of a pitch for pitchers is 28 to 32, so I'm not giving up on him. He's shown enough signs.
Has he?
I think so.
He gives up 5 runs in the first inning almost every game.
Like we talked about last week, keep him out of Philly. He's not good. He's like David Price at Yankee Stadium, not too good. But, I mean, lefty, I think he's got the talent. I really do. I would not give up on him. And, you know, you have to look at the contractual situations. You got a couple years left with him. Wheeler is going to be a free agent, and he has not made the huge bucks yet because he has been, as much as you like him, he's been up and down as well, right? So
He's better than Mats.
$10 million a year.
He's better than Mats, and he's been better than Syndergaard.
When he's been on the field, yes, he's performed slightly better than Mats, I would say.
And Syndergaard, too, this year. He's been better than Syndergaard.
Well, yeah. I mean, Syndergaard has not lived up to the billing.
No.
I think that's fair to say at this point.
Well, let me ask
you. You know, I try to look on the bright side, but I can hear some happiness in your voice. I think it's because the Mets have not lost a game this week.
I think the happiness is that I'm going on vacation after tomorrow. I think that's where the happiness is. You know what I mean? But let's go back. What are the Mets getting for Wheeler? So they're going to trade. So they trade Wheeler at the deadline. What are they getting anything for?
Yeah,
are they
it's a seller's market. Garbage? You put Wheeler out there. To me, he's better than Stroman. I think Mad Bum brings back more because of the history.
Yeah, okay.
There. He's the number two guy in terms of guys likely to be traded.
Are they getting a top prospect
for
Wheeler?
He's not getting traded. I think it's unlikely.
But they're
very
in it. The Nationals are in the race now.
Right, so he's not getting traded. Minor is unlikely to be traded. He's much, you know, Texas and Cleveland are willing to think and consider anything, but it's pretty unlikely. Wheeler, I mean, people are like you. They like him. He's got talent. He throws 100 miles an hour. You could get something pretty good for him.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, time
even
to recover.
Even though he's probably a rental.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a seller's market. So, oddly enough, and I don't know if enough people realize that, the relief pitchers have really brought back more than starting pitchers in recent years. Chapman obviously brought back a lot for the Yankees, and so did Miller. The starters have not brought back as much, but even a rental starter, I mean, he's got talent, throws 100. I think people probably figure the Mets have not unlocked the best of him, and they could do better. And I know the Yankees kind of feel that he's pretty good. So I think they could get some significant for
if
him.
They made a deal with the – I know the Mets would never trade him to the Yankees. I don't ever see them doing it. I think the Yankees would make the trade, but the Mets would. What would they get for him from him? Let's say the Mets would deal him to the Yankees. What are they getting? Tell me what they would get.
I think you could – not a top 50 prospect. So you're not going to get the guy who started the Futures game, Davey Garcia. You're not going to get him. But I think you could probably get almost any other – you're not going to get Clint Frazier back. I've heard Hal likes him very much and sees him as the left fielder of the future. I don't think you'll get him back, but I think anybody else is fair game. If you're out of the top 50 prospects, if you're 50 to 100, I think you can get somebody like that back, and it's worth it. I mean, look, the Mets took a risk. Obviously, it doesn't appear like it's paying off with Seattle. We lost Kelenic and Dunn. So
doesn't appear like it? Is that what you're saying?
It's early. Early. It doesn't look good.
I would trade Edwin Diaz in a nanosecond. He'd be the first guy out the door because I look at him as like just another lousy relief pitcher that had one good year. I think there's a lot of people out there. You just said relief pitchers give you more back. He's only 24. Everybody probably still thinks, he's still pretty good. Maybe it's just a blip that he's this bad with the Mets. And I would trade that guy in a nanosecond.
I understand, and I'm sure they would too. And I agree with you, but I just don't think you get anything. You cold reliever, you're not going to get. The Yankees, when they traded Chapman, he was on top of his game.
No, I understand.
3 miles an hour. And they also had the Cubs hadn't won for 108 years. So they took advantage of that. Good for the Yankees. And Miller was a dominant reliever at that moment. Diaz just isn't bringing anything back. I'm with you. I mean, he's been horrendous. The only thing saving him from being the worst reliever in the league is Familia. That's it.
Right.
So I understand your sentiment. If I were a fan, I'd be in the same. But you'd be trading low. They bought high. You know, that's like buying a stock at 100 and then selling it at 2.
You know,
I've done that. I'm sure you probably have. Everybody's done it, but it's not advisable.
Yeah, no, I understand. Of course, we're talking baseball with John Heyman. All right, how do you see the second half of the season here? Now, you don't think the Yankees are locked to win the division?
I would not say that. 6.5 games. We know they've overcome 14.5. We know Boston is talented.
What about Tampa? Could you see Tampa overtaking the Yankees?
No, I don't think Tampa's going to make it. I mean,
Not even make it as a wild card, Tampa.
I don't think they're going to make it. I mean, Oakland's a second-half team. I think Cleveland and Texas don't give up. They stick in there. I see Boston and the Yankees probably making it. So with Boston and Yankees making it, you've only got one more team. And I'm going to say Oakland would be my favorite. I'd go with Cleveland as a possibility there. I don't think Tampa's going to make it.
Interesting. All right, how about the National League, which is really
open.
Yeah, I was going to say, being a lot more wide open.
It's wide open except for a couple teams. We won't name all of those teams that are done. But, yes, most of the teams are still in the National League.
Yeah, who do you like? Obviously the Dodgers, but, I mean, who do you like coming out? Who do you like coming out of the National League right now?
The Dodgers are the best team. I don't think there's any question about that. NL East, I've blown that. I had Phillies winning it. Mets wild card, that was a bad prediction.
Right.
I think the Braves will hang in there and win it. They're a lot better than I gave them credit for. You know, I picked Milwaukee. I mean, I'm going to stick with it. I think we're going to see Milwaukee and Cubs start playing like they can, and both of them make it. And, you know, I think Washington may be the second team that will make it out of that East. But, you know, I'm not giving up on Philly. I still think they might have something left in them.
Mm, interesting.
But L.A.'s the best team.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I
know.
Fantastic.
Right, right. Will Pete Alonso hit 50 homers in your mind, yes or no?
Yes.
You think he will hit 50?
I think he'll hit 50.
I say 45. That's
okay. He's going to break the club record.
Well, he'll do
record,
that.
Though.
No, he'll break the club record. I don't know. I just can't see like a Met hitting 50 homers. Maybe that's what it is. You know, even in this world where the balls are certainly juiced up. You know.
Yeah. Well, how about the home run derby, though? My goodness.
Yeah, I know.
Fantastic. I know. And I mean, you know, Guerrero and Peterson were great, but they had professionals throwing to them. I mean, Pete just had some random relative come in, and the pitches were, it's like you and I were throwing, I think, and he still was able to win. So that criticism that it should have been Vlad or Jock or whatever, I don't think that's right, because if you look at Vlad, if you look at the tape of it, Vlad's BP pitcher was perfect. Alonso was hitting balls that were low and outside, up and in. They were all over the place. I mean, they were, you know, they were good for, if you pull some off the street, this guy was probably better than him, but not much. So, you know, I give Alonso credit. And what a terrific kid he is.
Oh.
We had him on MLB Network.
Are you
fantastic.
Kidding me?
I mean, he is just, I think it is that he was not that guy, that number one guy his whole career. You know, he wasn't that Alex Rodriguez, Ken Griffey guy. And people doubted him. And he's loving life and a terrific individual, and gave 10% of the winnings to charity.
Yep.
I thought that was
yep.
fantastic. So, good. There's some good stuff with the Mets, and McNeil too, making the All-Star team, so, and deserving it. You know, we got to look on the bright side, Joe.
Yeah, bright side. 90 games. They got 2 months left. 3 months before football. 2 months, and the season's over already. That's the bright side.
Mickey, you're looking forward to a Jets season.
I am. Well, I am. I think they're going to actually be good this year. Mickey Callaway, I guess, makes it through the season.
Yeah,
right?
That's what we've.
And then they fire him after the year's over.
Well, I think, yes. I think they will replace him. They probably want to do a search. That's what we've heard. I want to get somebody.
You got to give me a real manager here. If they're going to, they got to bring Girardi, Showalter, or Dusty Baker in. One of those guys.
Yeah, we had Girardi on our podcast on radio.com, Intercom, and, you know, we asked him about the Mets, and, of course, he was pretty diplomatic, very diplomatic
sure.
on Mickey. He wasn't going to say anything, but
he
mentioned that he likes New York, and, you know, reading between the lines, you could see that he'd be interested. The question is, would the Mets give him the control and that salary? You know, I mean, you know, maybe he would take less. I don't know. The trend is for managers not to make that $4 million and up a year, but that's what he made with the Yankees. And, you know, would they give him the control and the money? And I think there's some question about that at this point.
Well, so, they should. They should do it now. That's the one move that actually the fan base actually would get excited about, them actually bringing Girardi in. That would make the fan base at least happy the rest of the year.
Yeah, right. I mean,
but they don't care.
Cared
but
a lot about,
care about
the fan base, making the fan base happy.
But the Mets don't care. They hate the fan base. Let's be honest. The owners
I
do
think
not
they do.
Like
I think they
the fan.
No,
they don't.
About,
no,
they
don't.
Decisions. No,
no.
Yeah,
I think the Wilpons just, the fans, they want your money, but that's it.
I think they care about the reaction of the fans.
Thought
who
that,
are your other choices besides Girardi?
I told you, Showalter or Dusty Baker.
Who was the other one, Dusty, and who?
Buck, Showalter.
Okay, well, obviously all three excellent, accomplished managers.
Yeah, I don't want some first time, you know, some guy that was a pitching coach being a manager again. Who needs that?
Yeah, I think Mickey is a fabulous person, but I think the issue was two things: pitching coach and not a New Yorker,
yes,
not the experience. I saw that first spring training difference with him and Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone from a baseball family, long baseball family. Aaron Boone grew up in the game. Aaron Boone played in New York, was actually a hero in New York with that home run. National announcer. I mean, to be a pitching coach in Cleveland,
yep,
and be from where, I think he's from Tennessee or Kentucky, I'm not sure, that was a gamble.
Yeah.
And
it hasn't paid off. What a
no,
surprise.
Not to this point. And well, yeah, I mean, I would say since we've declared them done and have said that they're going to replace them at the end of the year, I think that's fair to say has not paid off.
No. John, but it always pays off talking to you, that's for sure, bro.
All right. Great talking to you. Have a good time. Have a great vacation.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.